And that wasn't that public knowledge, was it?
Well, it's now gone out in that email. And what I've done is arrest the comments and put the email up in it.
Okay, I'll have to have a think. I've got stuff in emails, but we can't use any of them because it's all just emails to me and rude stuff he said about people and that. We can't use any of that for this.
Not really, not unless it's in a public domain.
No.
Do you think we should go into some of the rumour and merchant things? One
thing you've written is Mark Collett, or whoever's written this, Mark Collett makes an arse of himself. It sounds like something, not being funny, it sounds like something you would say.
I would say.
Makes an arse, not, no?
I actually use that phrase because it's a phrase that I don't use.
Oh, really? Okay. Shit, I read that and I thought...
I don't know why you think that's a husband.
Yeah, that is weird.
Does it sound like how much you have to be widely hated by everybody? It's just a lot of people.
Yeah, but then it doesn't... Then it looks like somebody in the top... I mean, it's got to look like... Potentially could be read.
It's got to look like how widely hated it gets.
You could refer to Ian's letter in it, because that's public knowledge. You could refer to Ian's letter talking about things that Ian mentioned in his letter, like about him being taking money and all that from leaflets. Because, well, that potentially is libelous.
We can reproduce copies of that leaflet thing that we do.
Yeah, you can say as quoted by Searchlight or something like that, as put in Searchlight. It's just a replication of what went in Searchlight. And then, basically, we need back copies of Searchlight because whatever's been in Searchlight about Mark, we could use. But lots of our people haven't read Searchlight. So how the fuck do we get loads of back copies of Searchlight? That's what I mean.
That's
true. True, yeah.
I asked for a backlog that they reproduced the list of VFP grants and groups. Do you remember from December last year? And he said he must have lent it to January in December. Right. Do you guys want access to this site to be able to put stuff up yourselves?
Yeah, ideally.
But we've got to be sensible about who has it and who puts what up.
Okay. It's only going to be us. Ian
and Feely,
isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, one point. Now, you said about linking this to a red site. The only thing is, if that happens, then obviously they can easily pile it off and say it's the red conspiracy or it's another red attack.
Right, okay, to clarify that, one of those things is that they use material from
left
to right.
Oh, right.
Links in the posts.
Yeah.
I've had to do that with one of those already because YouTube's only got 5 of the 6 clips, and I've had to link to Lancaster UF to get the full clip of Young Nasty Employee.
Yeah.
That's probably a better thing what I was meaning. That's not actually to have, you know, give them a complete link or anything like that, but when we do stories that we're taking stories from the left sides as well as the other sides.
Okay. Basically, we just have to do a load of digging, load of searching and stuff. The only thing, if we do any loads of kind of searching from our computers, it's traceable, isn't it? But then, who the fuck's going to, no one's going to come and take our computers and check our search histories, are they? So,
no.
I guess, fuck it.
Okay. What am I to use? Have you guys got Google? Can you guys think of Google names?
Google names? I've got Google. I mean, I've got, when I go on Internet Explorer, but I've got, there's a Google bar at the top to search with, but...
Let me just go to get a new tab open and look at Google. If you go to Google...
I'm in it now, yeah.
There's a thing at the top of the top that says sign in. Can you see that?
Yep.
Click on sign in.
Done it.
Create a new account. Give a Google account. Create yourself a Google account.
Oh, yeah.
Give a name that's not even people can pick anywhere near you guys. Matt Club, Golf Fan Club or something.
Anything.
What I'll do then is I'll go into this the state, and if you text me the name of your thing, I'll give it to add you guys to the to be able to can be a positive subject.
So I just do it now and tell you it's more secure, isn't it? Than texting it to you. So you have to set up a current email address basically. It says your current email address.
Have you got this again is the thing that's told you guys, this is the thing I worried about my speak about. And he says, nobody can see these profiles. I said that's completely secure unless you break the law and then people go to Google. So if you use a Hotmail account or whatever you have.
I haven't got Hotmail account, but Matt, you've got one, haven't you? Can we use that? Well, no, my Hotmail's not huge actually, to be honest. Hotmail, yeah, I've used Hotmail. I've got an NTLworld one, but it's just Sadie Graham at NTLworld.com. Okay, and then I'll choose a password. I'll keep something totally different that I've never used before.
So what's your email address?
Sadie.Graham@ntlworld.com. Do I say remember me on this computer?
It's up to yourself. I wouldn't first get out of
you. No, I won't. Okay, enable web history. No, okay, location United Kingdom. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, then I accept and create my account.
Yeah. Okay, now I've sent you an open invitation email. It's sadie.graham@ntlworld.com.
Yep.
So if you log on to that, you should be able to then post.
You know it says put your username in. What is my username?
Username is that one that you selected for your Google.
Did they have one? I didn't have one. I just put in an email address. I didn't ask.
Did you not create a username?
No, there wasn't anything to create a username. It says username in brackets. It was written email. It must be, the username must be my email.
Yes, put
wait, so I put in...
No,
do you have a Google account? And then underneath it says, to log in, username, and in brackets it says email next to it. So it's my Google email, but I don't know what that is now. You don't have a username. You just put in an email and a password. How odd.
Okay. Put that in there. See what happens. We'll just wait. If it comes up odd, we'll change it.
Okay. Hold on.
I'll tell you why. Just you need to create.
See, I'm in Google now. I'm in Google, and it's come up at the top right hand. Sadie.Graham@ntlworld.com. That's my login name.
Yeah. Well, that's the same as I've got for mine, but nobody can see that. I've got the treasure at www.org.uk. But what we need to do is get a blog name for you.
Right.
So in that case.
Go to my account.
Yeah.
Edit personal information. Oh, this is where you type in, you give yourself a nickname. No. My username is sadie.graham@ntlworld.com. That's what it's come up as. What's my username?
Yeah, that's fine. Right. See, in the Google account,
Yeah.
So if you're the player coach,
yeah.
What do you see on the right hand side of my services? Is
it says my services and then goes to edit. And then underneath it says try something new, and then there's Google Mail, AdWords, Alerts, Groups, Web History, iGoogle, and more. And on the left it says personal information edit.
I've got Blogger.
No, I don't have that in my Google account.
If you go to www.blogger.com.
Yeah.
My account number at anywhere near a create blog.
Sign into Blogger with Google account, email, password. And then underneath, do you have a Google account? Create an account now.
Sorry,
it says log into a blog. It says sign into Blogger with your Google account, and you put in your email and then your password.
Okay,
try
that.
So I put in your account.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's come up, sign up for Blogger. Once you complete this process, you'll be able to log into Blogger using your Google account, email and password. Yeah, email address, sadie.graham, blah, 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 and then it's come up as display name with a box that I have to fill in.
Good. Give yourself one of them.
What the fuck shall I be?
I think I'm saying completely random. As a bloke, so you'd be a bloke.
A bloke. Okay, what the... yeah, but you, what are you? You just anything?
I'm enough is enough.
Right, okay. Fed up or something like that.
Yeah, fed up, so it's fine.
Fed up, all one word. I won't put a gap in it. Be fed up.
Yep.
Okay, I accept terms of service. Continue. Okay, you're not a member of any blogs. Create one now to start posting. Create your blog now.
Or is it add to blog? See that invite that you used? That, is there anywhere on that?
Let's have a look. Yeah, on that invite, it says, enough has invited you to contribute to the blog. Join this blog as an author. Accept the invitation by signing into your Google account below. So I do that. So I'll just do that there now. Clicking it off where I am. And then my password. Okay. Accept invitation. Okay, yeah. It's now all it's saying that I can manage my blog, which is enough is enough. Is this now available to view for loads of people?
Yes, it is technically, but nobody can see it.
Right.
So I'm going to author here, Grant, and publisher. Just for my around its blog safety certificate, as well as another member of this.
Yeah, I'm in it now.
So you can know the admin whatever it is.
Okay, and I'm properly in it. It's taking me through it now. I'm in it, and it's got my, I'm viewing the blog, and it's got my email at the top right hand corner.
Excellent. That's mine on top right for me. So yeah. Only these two can see that. So. So if you click on to your fed up name, you go to my, then you go on to view blog. You can see the blog there,
yeah.
And it's right down the bottom right, you can see the contributors.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah. And that's the green section.
Contributors, enough is enough, and fed up, yeah.
Yes. So click on fed up.
Yeah.
That's what all people can see. Not a damn thing again.
enough is enough, team members, enough is enough. Yeah. Profile view.
It's different. I want to get it accepted. It's just, that's funny.